Well, farmers and health bosses in Queensland and New South Wales say border exemptions for agricultural workers won't increase the risk of coronavirus spread. Workers will be allowed to travel between the two states if they have a negative COVID test and only travel to a specific farm or business to work. Some producers acknowledge there is concern among their local communities about the workers bringing COVID-19 in, but they argue that they will manage the risks carefully. Steph Smale reports.
Kelly Ostwald owns properties on both sides of the Queensland-New South Wales border. She will need contractors to help her during the upcoming harvest and explains there is a limited number of workers who can do the job.
Especially when you've got crops that need to come off and you've got markets to meet, you need those guys and their experience and their expertise to get in and be able to assist you so that our farms are productive and stay productive.
She concedes there is concern in communities on both sides of the border about workers who've travelled interstate, but she's confident the system in place can control the risk.
Getting those contractors that have to come out of somewhere like Dubbo, yeah, there is concern about that, but I think if you've got your policies and your procedures in order and you let your employees know that this is what you expect, that it shouldn't be too concerning.
From the end of this month, workers who want to get across the border will need to have a negative COVID test within 7 days of travel. They'll also need to make their way directly to the farm or business hiring them, with minimal stops on the way. Georgie Somerset is the General President of the farm lobby group AgForce Queensland.
I think it's a recognition that, you know, we're in a low-risk framework most of the time, that they're working in isolated conditions and there's often not someone else who can do that work.
Will there be concern in those communities about these workers coming in?
Look, I think that's why we have the quarantine management plans in place, and I think we need to take this very seriously and need to make sure that those plans are in place and that we do track movement and travel. And that's why I think the check-in app for farms is a really great tool if you've got people moving from location to location, that you have got the check-in app and you have got some clarity about where people have been, and it makes it very simple to trace.
Does this pose a risk to both states in terms of COVID management?
Between Queensland and New South Wales, we do have quite a few businesses that have cross-property ownership or, you know, multi-state operations. And I think this is a reflection of the fact that we can make it work and we can achieve these sorts of outcomes where industry keeps functioning.
What about the issue of vaccination? Should these ag workers be given priority when it comes to accessing vaccines?
Look, I think regionally there's actually been a huge campaign to make vaccination available. I know that places like Gundawindi, who are on the border, have a very high vaccination rate there. I know in southwest Queensland there are vaccination clinics running across many of the towns like Mungindi, Dirranbandi, St George, Roma. I think that we're not at a stage where we've got the coverage to sort of know how many of our agribusiness workers are vaccinated, and that may well be part of future discussions.
Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says regional New South Wales isn't a big threat at the moment.
We're keeping a very close eye on where the risks are, but we do need our lives to continue, so we manage that, balancing the risks very carefully.
That's Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young, ending that report from Stephanie Smale. And there was some better news for the New South Wales Central West region, with the Premier Gladys Berejiklian flagging that the lockdown in Orange, Blaney and Carbon local government areas could be lifted tonight.